Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And tonight, I'm going to take you down the road of what if. What if this, what if that. You know, I want you to think a little bit. You know, I want you to understand some things because we are going to see in the next little while the muddying of the waters here with what has happened with injectables and all these so-called solutions are coming down the pipe, and how this guru is going to tell you this is going to stop the spike protein, and this one's going to tell you how this stuff is going to do XYZ. And the one thing they're not telling you is we are dealing with an operating system. And once an operating system is inserted into a person's body, and it's accessed the DNA and the genetic code and the chromosome code, the mitochondria, you know, there's nothing you can do at that point. It is now inserted and is now, you know, gone on its way. So I'm not saying this so that you don't have hope. I'm saying this so you don't get sucked in to bullshit. Now, I did a little research tonight on the mitochondria. And everybody's talking about this going here, this going there, and people are feeling tired, damaged, or whatever. But nobody's taking a look at the effect of these injectables on the mitochondria. And how medications can create a lot of problems with the mitochondria that can cause other health issues with the body. There's a list about a mile long, and when you damage the mitochondria, it causes all kinds of irregular programming. Now we're dealing with something that they are saying is spike protein. I'm saying it's DNA operating system. We're talking about mRNA. mRNA is nothing but the actual, if we were to look at it from an electronic perspective, your computer is DNA. The mRNA is either the phone line or the fiber optic or the cable you have that transfers that data from your computer to another computer. And the protein that they're talking about is the actual connection. In other words, when two computers connect up using VNC or some other program, now data can go direct from one computer to another. Or if you jack it in with a line, they got these lines where you can transfer data from one computer to another. That line would be the protein that makes the connection. Then the mRNA then will transfer, then will proceed to take the data that's required to move from one spot to another. That's how you would have to really look at this. So it's not spike protein that's causing the spiking. But what if what if the program that you're putting into the DNA is actually causing the spiking? Because after all, you are now downloading a whole new set of parameters into the DNA. It's like me taking a whole segment of programming and adding that syntax to the syntax that's already there. And if it's not sequenced correctly, the computer will malfunction. It may even spike. Just to give you a concept of what is really going on. So we're talking mitochondria now. Mitochondria, if you look at the mitochondria, and you'll read this in the PDF that I'm putting up here, it regulates the protons and the electrons in the body, primarily the protons, positive energy, okay? And it creates a storage of protons between the layers of the cells or whatever so that the cells can now function. And the mitochondria also helps in the production of proteins. Ooh. So now the proteins, the DNA, the mRNA, and DNA also produces proteins. The genetic code in the DNA tells the DNA what type of proteins to produce for whatever the situation may be that that's required to have whatever it needs. Now we are taking an operating system, injecting that into another operating system, that's you, and now that operating system is incorporating that program with the current program, and now we are creating proteins that the body otherwise would never, ever have done. It's not meant to do. It's not part of the program paradigm, you know. It's causing whatever chaos is causing. And as a result, people are dying. They're dying from an experimental. Now, we're talking about one operating system. Let's call that operating system Moderna, since it is a synthetic biology. But let's take another operating system called Pfizer. Pfizer is another synthetic, but we'll get to that one too. Let's take another operating system called AstraZeneca. It too has a DNA, has some DNA, and has a genetics in that DNA have been modified. And it too does use a protein to attach and access a directory to put into that directory, whether it be on the cellular level, tissue level, muscle level, DNA level, genetic level, chromosome level, mitochondrial level, information into the body to tell the body what it needs to produce. Now, what are antibodies? What are antibodies? They're proteins. Are you following this so far? These proteins are being created to produce something that isn't going to do anything except further create proteins to overload the system. This is a bioweapon. This is not a vaccine. So when we're hearing these people talking about all these wonderful solutions, and they're not dealing with this specific aspect of this, and they're saying that this can do this and this can do that, they're not even dealing with the nano operating system that is delivering all these things. Nanotechnology has the capacity, if it's programmed, to do so, self-assemble, self-replicate, self-repair. Wow. Program. An operating system that has a paradigm and a function. They're not dealing with that. They are dealing with some pie in the sky, and they got a lot of you convinced and believing in a pathology that isn't a pathology. Cold, a flu, measles, you know, colon issues created by yeast infections, mold infections, viral infections, bacterial infections, fungi infections. These things were yesteryear. And yesterday and yesteryear possibly was a lot sooner in this narrative that we're doing today, because a lot of you in the last 20 years have never, ever recovered from a lot of health issues that you have. How many of you have some kind of colon issue and you've had it for over 20 years? That's because a lot of the stuff that you were using was not dealing with smart dust, was not dealing with glyphosates, was not dealing with nanobots, was not dealing with fullerenes, was not dealing with dendrimers, was not dealing with quantum dots. You weren't dealing with any of that. And yet the food was inundated with all of that. So you were given all these remedies to take. Didn't matter what you had. If you had leaky gut, you're given MSM, quercetin, colostrum, glutamine, cottage cheese, probiotics, yogurt, you know, with high probiotic content. And for the most part, a lot of you never seen any real success. Zero. Still dealing with the issue, dealing with colitis, you're dealing with enteritis, you're dealing with whatever that has to do with, that has an itis attached to it. Because you were never properly assessed with what was really causing the problem. How many women have yeast infections and can't for the life you seem to get rid of the yeast infection because that specific yeast that you are dealing with is being propagated and is being manufactured by your body because of the technology you already have in you? When I tell people don't eat any bread, any rice, any pasta, any cereal, any grain, any pseudo-grain like oatmeal, barley, quinoa, rye, buckwheat, millet, that's because all these components have this technology in them. There is no organic. People contact me all the time with this idea that they're eating organic. I'm not sure why anybody thinks that today. If you're looking up in the sky and you're seeing lines crisscrossing your sky, what goes up must come down. If that shit hits the food supply, organic has become negated. Doesn't exist anymore. And that material bypasses the DNA of the cells and the tissue. There is no way you can wash that off. You can soak that until the cows come home. It's not going to happen. When I tell people to start eating root-based vegetables because they won't have the same level of exposure, doesn't mean it doesn't have any. It doesn't have the same saturated amount because anything grown above the ground gets a full-on hit. I got people talk to me all the time about getting berries, you know, blueberries, raspberries, you know, Saskatoon berries. I love Saskatoon berries. I love mulberries. I don't eat them. Now, if you really want to consume these berries, blackberries from Mexico, sprayed with all kinds of estrogen-based herbicides and pesticides, the only thing you can really do is to juice these things down, filter them, put them in a blender, add oil to them, let the oil aggregate or agglomerate these particulates in the juice to filter that out. Then when you let it run for a couple minutes, put the juice in a jar and let it sit in the fridge and so that the oil and the juice will separate so all the contaminants are now stuck in the oil. And if you really want to profile the antioxidant effect of any of these berries, you must heat them up. It's the heat that increases the antioxidant properties of these berries. And you have to also understand that when you eat these berries, they don't hardly have any real value anymore because of the nature of what is coming down from the sky and what they're spraying in the field. So when you juice them, you'll increase the nutritional value by up to 40%, which is better than what it was before. But you have to go through the process of cleaning it up because if you don't, all you're doing now is loading in more biotech or nanobiotech into the system. So until these gurus, these goofy gurus, start talking in the realm of nanogenetics, operating systems, programs that we're all being exposed to either directly or indirectly. Somebody contacted me tonight saying, you know, they're doing all the things and they got magnetized. How is that possible? Well, let's say you're wearing the ionizer. Let's say you got ionizers in the house. And somebody comes over to your house, but you're not wearing an ionizer. They come in, they give you a hug. Well, you can jump. You can jump. Let's say you go to the grocery store and you're buying your food at the groceries. Who is handling your food? Who's handling your food? How many people have actually handled your food? From the time it was harvested to the time it was warehoused to the time it was transported on a truck, the time the truck delivered it to the warehouse, the time that it was unpacked from the truck, from the time it was put on the shelf, from the time it was stocking the shelf. How many people have actually touched your food? How many of them were vaccinated? Think about that. Think about that. Let's take it to another level. How many of you are taking magnets and seeing your meat and your chickens and your poultry and all your other, you know, meat products are now having magnets stick to them? Again, how many people handle that livestock or that poultry? How many people were handling the slaughtering? How many people were handling the skinning? How many people were handling the butchering? How many people were handling the packaging? How many people were handling the transportation of these foods? Think about it. It's quite extensive when you sit there and think about it. So, that's, again, the element there. Then, the other perspective, how many farms are actually injecting the animals that they're selling for market with these injectables? You know what I mean? I'm trying to give you an idea of the extent of the assault on our food supply, on our biology, our environment, our genetics, our DNA, and how this has all been well orchestrated like a fine-tuning machine to get whatever they need to get from point A to you. So when people are saying, well, you can use dandelion tea, you can use, you know, needle, a pine needle tree, you can use anise. I have to laugh because there's a nano element there that if you hit the nano element, you'll knock it down once or twice. That's it. It will come back with a vengeance. And it will morph, it will change, it will alter itself so that whatever you're doing to it will not work anymore. They don't get that. They will never get that. You are dealing with an operating system. You are dealing with something that they have been loading up in your bodies for the most part, for most of you, all of your lives. How many of you are 60 plus years old? You got 60 plus years of undoing. How many of you are 50 some odd years old? You got 50 some odd years of undoing. How many of you are 40 some odd years old? You got 40 some odd years of undoing. How many of you are 30, 20, 10, 5? That's how many years of undoing you have to do. That's how bad they've loaded. Some of you are asking, well, how come we're not dead? Because you haven't been activated. Once you get activated and you become targeted, that's when you're going to shit. Literally. You know, and this is the other thing about this. You are not going to get over it anytime soon. Period. Anybody tells you they got over it in 2 weeks, they're full of shit. That's marketing. That's bullshit. Not going to happen. Even with all the legwork that Brian and myself have done in over 13 years, okay, even with the head start that we're giving you, you will cut down the time drastically, but it's not going to be a quick fix. It never is. This was well thought of, well executed. They diverted everybody's attention with all kinds of theatrical bullshit. And we're still being dealt with theatrical bullshit. I mean, seriously, can you imagine a president of a country being so stupid that he's the court jester of the planet? Imagine that. That in itself is a distraction. Can you imagine a prime minister or president or chancellor or monarchy that is creating rules to engage people with experimental operating systems, running those operating systems like there's no tomorrow? Imagine that. Imagine that. Experimental operating systems being warp speed throughout the whole world, getting people infected with an operating system. Rome. How many of you are familiar with Rome? Let me read something here. Italy is enforcing civil liberty violations in regard to vaccination choice. You don't have any. Choice is a delusionary state when it comes to government corporocracies. Janis Joplin said it right. Freedom is another word for nothing left to lose. Honey, it ain't free. Italy is going to start declaring vaccines to be mandatory or obligatory for everybody. That's in Italy. Okay. This is changing right under our nose. In Canada, oh Canada, our home, well, was our home. Now it's a ruin. Our ruin and native something is being destroyed by things like Bill C-10 and Bill C-36. Freedom of speech is dead. Now, any directed speech toward anything that they don't like government officials being assholes, they're not going to be crazy about that either. And if that passes, guess what? This country is done. Now, I'm seeing somebody sent me some stuff from Alberta. Alberta. Oh, Alberta. Leading the charge. Arresting ministers just for having church. Wow. What a bunch of criminals those ministers are, don't you think? God Almighty. You know, ministers, these are the criminals of the day. Got to put them in jail because they're letting you pray to God. Ooh, can't do that. You're talking to God. Oh, no. Got to arrest the minister because he's now giving you the direct connect to the Almighty. Ooh. I mean, don't you find that a little strange in Canada? I don't care what your stripe is. I could care less what you believe. I don't care. If you're of the Hebrew faith and you're practicing Judaism, this is coming down the pipe for you too. If you're Islamic and you're practicing Islam in your temples and in your mosque, this is coming for you as well in this country. If they're doing it to China, to the Muslims in China, they sure as shit will do it here too. If you're a Sikh and you're in temple, you are next also. If you're Catholic and you have a Catholic church, you too will be on the crosshairs in this one. If you have the Vedic mindset, Vedic scriptures, Vedic priests in temple or wherever you have your services or teachings, you too will be next on the line here. If you're native, and this has happened in Canada too, and I've seen it witnessed here and in the United States. I have native friends. I have been in sweat lodges, in one sweat lodge, and I wanted to engage in a sweat lodge down in the U.S. with a shaman friend of mine. He's a believer in God, believer in Jesus. And we're going to have a sweat lodge and go into a sweat lodge. Guess what? They shut them down. This shit is unbelievable with the natives. I can't get over this. A sweat lodge? Seriously? Shutting that down? You know, it's a place. It's just like any other place. You go in and it's a place of worship. It's a place of prayer. It's a place of healing. And yet, you have no idea how that irks my ire. If you ever have the opportunity to, if you're ever invited, I would encourage you to have the experience. I think it's well worth it. I personally don't see a problem with it. You know, you can still pray to the living God no matter where you go. I don't go to church. I tell you people that all the time. I don't believe in any of these churches anyway. But I do believe you have a right to go to any place of worship that you wish to go to, you know, to pray to God and talk to God and find healing and comfort. This, I believe everybody has that right. and especially in a country that was supposed to be founded on godly principles, which we can see today, the godly principles that it was founded on are satanic ones, because this is what we're seeing. So I am, you know, pointing this out. If they are in China right now, and from what I understand, they are using the people that are Muslims as well as Christians for organ donating. In other words, they need an organ, they go take it from one of these people. If you fit the criteria, they take it out of you. Imagine that. This is what we're dealing with. This is what our leaders sold us out to. I had something today in my... let me see if I can... If this doesn't piss you off as a Canadian, I don't know what will. I got this sent to me, and I knew about this with Harper and the way things are going. Let me read this for those of you in old Canada. Because I think you need to understand, you know, some real fundamental things about our country, and that our leaders are not really there for us. September 25th and 26th of 2015, Stephen Harper signed Agenda 2030. Can you imagine that? Wow. In 2008, Stephen Harper signed Agenda 21. Wow, really on our side, eh? No party stood against these sovereignty-ending agreements. Where were the liberals? Oh, they were right with them. Where was this NDP? Oh, right with them. Where was Parti Québécois? Oh, right with them. Where was the Green Party? Oh, right there. Harper also negotiated and signed the FIPA, which surrenders our agriculture, land, our oil, and our mineral wealth to China. Oh, China. That's why we get to buy all this shit made in China, because they own all our resources with no benefit to Canada. Let me read that again. Hopefully this will sink in, and hopefully this will piss you off just like it does me. You have no idea how this shit irks my ire. Okay. Harper also negotiated and signed the FIPA. I think it's FIPA. Let me double check. My eyes ain't what they used to be. Yeah, FIPA. Which surrendered our agriculture, land, our oil, and our mineral wealth to China with no benefit to Canada. Harper lit the torch that Trudeau proudly carries. Now, I heard there's another bill going on in Canada that they're changing the definition of indigenous, and which will allow them to consolidate the native treaties, which they never really honored, and the welfare system. So now the land and the sovereign land that belongs to the natives will now be given to China. Imagine that, eh? Imagine another fuckery over the natives. What the hell? Why not? What the heck? They've been fucked here and there. For the last, 100 and some odd years? 150 years, give or take? Imagine that. You know, they're going to take what little they... And they gave them those lands when they gave them to them, because they're out of the way, and they were undeveloped, and they were hard lands, which they eventually tamed so they could live there in their own indigenous sovereignty. Took that away, just taking it away. You know. And if they can do this to people who have they signed treaties with way back in the day, guess what they're going to do to you? Now we got this other bullshit, I forget what it's called. They're trying to teach racism, and they're trying to make people who are light-skinned to be ashamed because they're light-skinned. They want to call them white people. Let's call them what they really are, European and European descent. Let's just call it the way it is. Now, I have seen people in these meetings, and I have seen women who are dark skin and men of dark skin get up and say, I am not oppressed. I am not oppressed. I made this, I made myself this. I have what I have because I worked for it. I'm not oppressed. One woman said if they would continue to teach this shit in the school system, that she would yank her kid out of the school, and she was a woman of color, dark color. See, we're all people of color. Okay, we're all people of color. Some of us are darker than others. But I, like I've often said many a time, there ain't no, I've never in my life seen a black man, ever. Ever, ever, ever. I have never seen a white man either, ever. Now, unless they misrepresented the colors when I was going up to school, but, you know, when we went to school, and well, again, we're talking way back in the day when we had crayons. Now, I don't know if they have, still have crayons, but back in the day, we had this, these crayons called Crayolas. And in there, there were 8 different colors, red, brown, orange, yellow, brown, black, and white. Color, the color of the chakras, pretty much. And I looked, and I saw what a white crayon looked like. In fact, with a white crayon and white paper, you couldn't see it too well. Blended right in. Then I saw a black crayon. Now, if you put a black crayon on a white paper, you can see that really well. So, I've seen black. I've seen the color black. Now, that's what they taught me was the color black. And that's what they taught me was the color white. Now, how? Has anybody ever seen people that look like those two crayons? Maybe they do exist, but I have never seen them. So, I mean, when it comes to this kind of shit, we better all be colorblind. And we better start recognizing that we are all created in the image of the Almighty. He made men and women. You know, I don't see it anywhere in the Bible. Well, he made a black man, he made a white man, he made a yellow man, he made a red man, he made an orange man, he made a pink man, a purple man. I don't see that anywhere, in there. Made man after his own image, after his own likeness. That's what I see. And maybe I'm blind. Could be. But that's my point. So I'm seeing this going on and transpiring in North America. We are at war. And the sooner everybody wakes up to this reality, the quicker we can overthrow this bullshit. But you know what? In all honesty, I don't have that much faith in Canadians anymore. The handful that are fighting, I have all the faith in the world. We will fight until there's nothing left to fight, or we will leave. And I heard something today that I'm telling you, I better see if I can find it real quick. I was impressed with what I had seen. See if I can find it. It was earlier in the day, somebody sent it to me. There's this guy, I think he's in New Brunswick, and I'll tell you, he was speaking very fluent Canadian. Very, very fluent Canadian. I got to see if I can find where the hell it went. He was very, very vocal about Canadians and their priorities. How Canadians primarily were worried about a hockey game. You know, how they'll talk about a hockey game, how the guys will go, you know, he made a comment about, you know, where the men at and blah, 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 and he was getting in all this stuff about, you know, the men, and they were all, got the priorities all just, you know, worked out really good, and how the priorities were, you know, on hockey and blah, 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 and We got a country going to hell in a handbasket, and here we are, you know, worried about hockey. I got to find it, because I think it was well worth the, it was well worth to listen to. And I also wanted to point out that I'm not the only one that speaks Canadian fluently, so there are other people that also speak it just as well as I do. It was pretty interesting to hear this guy. I think I'm coming to it. Oh, wait, here we go. Let's see here if I can get it open up. But it was very, very good, very well done. And I understand this man's frustration. I'm going to see if I can get it to go here. I'm going to give it a minute to buffer. Oh, here you go.
I did 14 years in the military. I fought in Afghanistan. A third of my platoon was killed. A lot of guys' blood was spilled. For what? For this? For you to do this? For everything. Freedom is literally just being taken the fuck away, and you can't be bothered. It was a waste. Now we're in a place, and I said this back then, I guess I'm the bad guy now. I tried to go and confront this piece of shit, Omar Khadr, this terrorist. He's a double-digit millionaire. He owns a strip mall in Edmonton. And guys like me probably are going to have to leave the country, or we're going to look at going to jail. That's what you helped create with your apathy and your laziness and your cowardice. So it's not that you're incapable. It's not that you can't go out in the streets. It's not that you can't confront authority and make some noise. It's that you just don't care. In the public, I sleep. We're going to lock down the provinces. We're going to threaten you with vaccine passports. We're going to threaten your employment. I sleep still. Holy Frank, boys, the Habs won hockey game. Real shit. Now you're out there flipping cop cars over a goddamn hockey game. After everything that's what gets your dick hard. A hockey game? You're going to listen, boys, because that's what you are. You're a bunch of fucking disgraceful. You disgust me on a profound level. I'm a hockey fan. Lots of people are. You know what I'm not doing? Ignoring all of those things. And then, you know what I'm going to do? These guys probably all got vaccinated too, let's face it. They're out there wearing another man's name on their back, like their property. Carey Price is my daddy! Whoa, dude! Tell me more! You're so impressive! You couldn't give a shit about anything real, and this is what you do with your time? You're going to cheer on a bunch of child millionaires, a bunch of 19-year-olds and, 20-year-old men playing children's games, literally bred in circuses, while all of this is going on, while the suicide rates are to the goddamn moon. Grandmothers are blocking highways in Nova Scotia because none of you have the fucking balls to do it. There's a bunch of women out there, grandmothers, destroyed. They can't even see their own families. I sleep. Can't be bothered. Oh, but Carey Price, hey, some game, boys. You guys are disgusting. You're a fucking disgrace. You're the reason this place has become what it is. Where are you, motherfucker?
Just wanted to let you know that I'm not the only one that is fluent in speaking Canadian. And as you can see and heard, and that wasn't me talking, I wanted you to all understand that some of us are pissed beyond measure. And it takes almost everything I have every day to contain myself with what I see going on in Canada where I live. I am so fucking mad, you have no idea. You have no idea. To see a country like this going down the toilet because everybody wants to comply, putting on a fucking diaper on their face so they can feel like they're accepted, or to go get an injectable because everybody else is getting an injectable because the brain that God gave you between your ears has become so disengaged that you can't think for yourself anymore. This is how they do get you in nursery school and in kindergarten, to get you in this gestalt thinking. You got to do what everybody else has got to do so you can fit in. Sometimes fitting in means doing the right thing. And if everybody was doing the right thing, this would never have gotten this far in Canada. Period. As I said, we are the laughingstock of the planet. Period. Our scientific community here in Canada is pathetic. Pathetic. These guys in Canada and the scientific community are about as bad as the gurus out there propagating some bullshit to get you to buy shit that doesn't work for what you got to deal with. It's on the same level and the same paradigm. And when are we going to wake up as a country? I saw this, and you know what? All I could do was empathize with him, because for the last year and a half, you know, a lot of us who have been active have been saying what he had expressed what he's feeling. We are watching our country die. And it doesn't seem, this is what pisses me the fuck right off. I don't understand how people can sit here and watch the country die like this. This is a good country. It's got its problems. The number one problem we have is in Ottawa. That's been the problem. They have divided this country. They have caused a province to separate. They are fragmenting this country. They are causing all the problems. They are overriding all our civil liberties. They're taking away indigenous rights. They're forcing everybody to be injected with stuff that is experimental. And as a result of all this happening, you cannot put that much stress on a foundation on any country, especially a country as fragmented as Canada's already was, and expect it to survive. It ain't going to happen. This country, you know what, we're going to be blowing taps. And like he said, a lot of guys like himself, like me, may have to leave the country because if we stay here, we'll wind up in jail. It's not that we want to leave. I'd rather see us get it back, to be quite honest with you. But if the majority of the general population has fell victim to this hypnotic bullshit and has been complying and wanting to comply to be injected with an experimental, feeling that if they don't get the experimental in them, they'll feel left out of some kind of whatever. And most of you who think that way aren't really that close to most of the people you think you are. When push comes to shove, and when the going gets rough, those people that you're associating with will leave you behind. They are gone. They will be a vapor in the air. Whew. See ya. That's what you're associating yourself with. Thinking that you got some kind of attachment on some level with something that isn't even real. So like I said, I saw that someone said this to me early this morning, and I wanted to really, I almost actually forgot it. But I thought, you know, the message was spot on. And I, you know, any of us who are fighting to keep this country as a country, you know, can empathize and feel what this guy is feeling. Another Canadian. You know, we need to get fired up, really, really do. And I don't know what it's going to take, but I specifically think what needs to be done is what happened in Iceland. We remove the people that are running the show now, have them charged, put in a whole brand new system of people that can't be bought, not least right away, and we move forward and try to undo these things. And the first thing we need to do is disband all these fucking treaties that we signed that took away Canada's autonomy. This is insanity, these treaties that we signed. And every treaty that's been signed, you saw what Harper did, signed the FIPA or FIPA or whatever the heck that thing is, gave all our resources to China, and we got nothing out of it? What a deal for China! the Chinese government must be laughing its ass all the way to the bank. We conquered Canada without firing a bullet. We conquered Canada just by signing a piece of paper, and those dumb bastards went along with it. That's what's representing Canadians. Imagine that. Imagine that. You know, I'm just, you know, I like I tell you, there are. I wake up some days and it takes all I've got from blowing a gasket. You know, I sit here and I watch in front of me the moronic behavior people are doing today. Today was probably one of those days where it had some heat. And people are walking outside with black masks on their faces. I'm looking at this and I'm scratching my head. I'm thinking, how effing stupid can one be? But you know what? I gotta quit asking that question, because I think God keeps answering me by showing me another person that pops up with doing something just ridiculous. And I just keep shaking my head, thinking, oh, you got to be kidding me. I don't know how people got away with this. When I grew up, if I did something that stupid, somebody got a whooping. You know, let's put a little pain on your backside so that you grow a brain. Little pain grows a brain. It always works that way. You know, it always seems to be the case. A little pain grows a brain. You know. I don't know how many times I used to get my ass whooped. But you know what? It made me smarter, I got to tell you. I learned how to connive, weave, and dodge so I wouldn't get caught again. I also want to talk a little bit tonight. I've been talking to you about rabbits and how in Australia they had a problem with rabbits. And I found a video. So I wanted everybody to see what went on with these rabbits in Australia, way back in the early 19th century. And how the rabbits took over, the rabbits conquered Australia. I mean, they took Australia out. Guy brought in 24 rabbits, and I think in about a year, these rabbits took over. It ain't really funny, but it is funny. You know, talk about boinking, you know. Boink like a rabbit, make 99 other bunnies kind of thing. But, and you can see in the process, what they did to try to get the rabbit population. I think Tasmania was the first state not to have rabbits in its territory, if I remember seeing it correctly. So anyway, I wanted you to have a visual of this, because we are the rabbits today. Not just Canada, America, Europe. They have this thing for us because we are of European descent, you know, and they want to eliminate the European influence that has been in Europe and in the United States and Canada and any other part of the world. You know, when I'm reading that they want to maintain a billion people on the planet, 500 of those are going to be Asian because Asians are good slaves. I think we should all get a slave. Well, I mean, we're all been accused of, you know, owning slaves. I've never owned a slave. You know, I never really wanted one. But let's get some Chinese people and, you know, break them in, because if when these guys take over, that's what they're going to do anyway. And I don't mean to piss off anybody who's Asian. Don't get me wrong. I'm just being facetious here. And to be honest with you, I don't really want a slave. I never owned a slave, never wanted one, never thought of having one, you know. I'm of the mindset that we're free in God. That's my take on life. But, I mean, this is ridiculous. And they even tell you this. And if those of you who are Asian think that I'm making this shit up, go look at the Schwab bullshit and the Committee of 300, and it's written right in there, you know. So I'm not sure what they're going to do with those of European descent or those of African descent. I have no idea what they're going to do with these people. But they pretty well emphasized that the Asians were better slaves, the Japanese and the Chinese. That's what they targeted. Imagine that, eh? Imagine that. So I'm, you know, I wanted everybody to see the stuff that's happening. I'm hoping, my hope here is this, that you start connecting these dots. You start seeing correlations, how they've done certain things with certain environments, and now they're transferring that information to the general population on the planet. I was watching our little tub over there, the premiere, and he was very happy that Canadians were complying. I'm like, are you? I'm not sure what their punishment's going to be. I have no idea. Excuse me. I'm glad I'm not in their shoes. The blood on their hands is going to be something else. I was talking to some friends of mine the other day. We're talking about a biblical passage that sometime in the last days that seven women would attach themselves to one man. Now that sounds like it's sexist, right? But it isn't. For that to happen, for that even to remotely happen, that would mean that the male population had been culled down so low that there isn't enough men in the world to be able to even sustain what's here. That means something dire would have had to happen to the male population. Think about that. Okay, think about how that perspective is going. What's going on today? What's been going on for the last 20 to 25 years? The feminizing of the male species of our species, or of our kind, you know, or species kind, whatever. The male population has been whittled down drastically. And now with these injectables, they may affect the male population more so than the female population up the way. That's speculation. I have to say that in all honesty, that's speculation. But the sterility of what's going on with the women already, and we're seeing the trauma with women, I'm thinking, perceiving that something is coming up the way that's going to affect the male population drastically, where men, a lot of men, are going to be gone. That's what that specific thing is telling me here. We're coming to something that is happening. When we're looking at a lot of biblical stuff, I look at a lot of biblical stuff, I can see a lot of direct correlations with nanotechnology, but nanobiology, artificial intelligence, augmented intelligence, advanced intelligence. I can see a lot of connections to what's going on currently right now with this chimera concept that we're dealing with here today, genetics, and how it is already affecting us on several different fronts. And you know, when we're looking at even some of the other texts that are out there today that are talking about future events, none of them seem to be saying anything good is going to happen. You know, it seems like God's wrath is going to be poured on this planet like we've never seen before, and it's going to be drastically dangerous for everybody. It's like we have rejected whatever godly truths there are, and we have adopted ungodly truths, and we've been following those principles or those precepts or programs instead of following God. This is my take on it. So when we're looking at all these things that are happening today, you know, what we're seeing and how things are evolving, like I said, that's the playbook everybody should be looking at. I don't see any other one that they're following or has been as accurate in depicting what we're seeing. Everybody needs to start maybe reading these things and seeing, and then figuring it out for yourself what is and what isn't. I also put on here, the French expert wants to herd immunize young people. This guy's in France, and he wants to, part of the Rothschild Foundation, he's the chairman, for pushing vaccinations or injectables on young 12-year-olds in France. Europe has already got a problem with the population issue. This goes back to that verse I was talking about, seven women grabbing one guy. The population in Europe, the average population in Europe per country, is between 1.1 and 1.3 children are being born annually. In order to sustain a cultural identity of a country, you have to be able to produce 2.2 children in order to sustain your cultural identity. 1.1 to 1.3. That's France, Spain, Portugal, Germany, Italy, the United Kingdom, and all points in between. Canada, I think, is around 1.6, not enough. And the U.S., depending on which stat you're looking at, one says it's 3.2 because of the immigration that they've got coming in there, either from the Middle East or from Mexico or South America. Another one is saying they have 1.2, which I'm thinking might be reflecting those of European descent. They have made marriages here useless. To get married today is like putting your head in a guillotine, waiting for it to drop. The whole concept of the way they have structured the licensing of marriage, it's a business, and because it's a business, it doesn't last. It doesn't last. So they have destroyed that foundation. And I always tell on the show, if you're from another country coming to Canada and you're married and you got a family, you might want to think twice before you come here, because in 10 years you'll be divorced. That's how it works here. So anyway, I'm pointing this out just to show that we are in a dire time with a problem of whatever's going on so many different levels here in this country. And we need to really take a hard look at this country, because, like I said, a lot of decent Canadians are going to be leaving this country because of the fact that nobody wants to stand. And I'm going to tell you, those of you who get left behind, those of us who do leave because we're forced to, because at a certain point there'll be no choice in this country, we'll be forced to leave. And there may be a huge exodus leaving this country. Wherever people go, they're going to go. You're going to be left to fight that battle. You're going to be left to deal with these rogue politicians that, if we were dealing with them now, it would be a lot easier if we were together to get to deal with this. But if you don't want to move, you want to, like he says, go to sleep and do whatever. You know what? When we're gone, good luck. That's all I'll say. Because that's what you're gonna need a lot of it. A lot of it. All right. I want to talk real quick one more time about the mitochondria. I put a bunch of things on here to help mitochondrial DNA and DNA repairing the damage. Now, as far as it's going to work with somebody who's been injected, I don't think so. I doubt very seriously these will help. They may help boost your immune system or boost some of the effects of your immune system. But as far as really doing much for you, I really can't say one way or another that they're going to work. But those of you who have had a jumping, that's a little different, because it hasn't been directly inserted into your DNA or into your helix. Your immune system is fighting. So you could possibly repair some of the mitochondrial damage that's been done. You can use something like CQ10, idebenone. You could use inositol hexaphosphate. That one repairs both the double-strand DNA damage breaks. Lipoic acid, vitamin C, vitamin E. These can help with mitochondrial DNA. And I put them here so that all of you will understand this. And you also want to be using vitamin B3 and B2, riboflavin and niacinamide. They too convert to NADH and FADH, which then, through a process, converts to DNA and produces ATP, which is what powers mitochondria. So these are things that you may want to consider. Now, I'm not, for those of you who've been injected, all I can suggest at this point is try it. As far as I understand, at this point, I'm not buying into any of these goofy gurus and their so-called remedies. As far as I know, once you have been injected with an operating system of this magnitude, there's really nothing much that can be done. Now, you can try these things to see if you can mitigate it, maybe slow it down, perhaps even stop it. Perhaps. I'm very real with people. I'm not trying to say this to be scourging, but it is what it is. You can try these things and see, quite possibly, somehow turn it around. But as far as I know, like I said, if it's jumped, that's different. You can fight. Your immune system is still fighting. Now, going back to the very first thing we started with the show, if you're doing everything right and you somehow are still sticking, then you got to start thinking the food. And as soon as I get my cattle prod, I'm gonna try to design something so I can show people how to zap the food to hopefully disengage those magnetic proteins that they may have either jumped from people or they've injected, so that we could start looking at ways again to further protect ourselves from whatever's going on. Alrighty, went over a little bit. I'm going to call it a day here, and I'm going to start, as I always say at the end of these shows, you know, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. The true hope and the true concept that I see going on today is this. We put our faith in politicians, and every time that's happened, they've always, always, always let us down. Always. And I think that's been done on purpose, so that instead of looking to our political leaders, we start looking at the true King of Kings, Jesus. So when we start looking at him instead of these wannabes, things will get better. Things will change. They may get better in your life as well. They may not. But there'll definitely be a change in your life, you know. And so this is something that you may want to see, want to read, want to understand, because there will be an evolution. So, like I said, you know, read the Gospels, read Revelations, read the letters, read it for yourself, read it. Don't let anybody dissuade you. Don't let anybody discourage you. Don't let anybody try to tell you what so and so means, especially if they've never read the Bible, especially if they've never even looked at one. Read it. Read it. Read it, read it. Read it for yourself, you know. And don't take my word for it. Read it for yourself. Alrighty. I got people here as well. People that are trying to get people awake, trying to help people find solutions. So, you got Liberty. You got Deanna Spingola. You got Catherine. You got Fiona. You got Three Hearts Church. You got Yanni. You got, what else we got? Oh, you got Shy, you got Ty, you got Brian, you got myself. All of us out there trying to do our best to help you out. How about anybody, you know, listen to these people. If you can, help them out, and you can financially. Help everybody you can. Help anybody you want. Pick one. If you don't have any funds, you're broke, you're going through a tough time, you lost your job because the government took it away from you with this fake nonsense, don't worry about it. Share the information. Share the data. Get everybody informed. Help anybody you can. Throw them that lifeline. You know, let's do something that in on a small level where we can help every Canadian, every American, every European, every African, every South American, every Russian, everybody in the Middle East, everybody in the Far East, Near East, down under with all the thunder, down in Australia where the rabbits have taken over. Bugs Bunny rules Australia. You know, share the data. Help everybody out. All right. And on that note, I always say that, you know, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.